Hey, what's up? I'm Christy Hoffman, and welcome to Engagement Academy. If you're trying to drive engagement and you're super frustrated because what you're doing is not working, this is the show for you. There's been no playbook on how to drive engagement. We all know what it is, which is to make our employees feel a deep connection to the company and feel like the work that they do matters. Okay? But hold on, that's like solving everyone's existential work crisis times however many employees you have. That's a big job. And I personally find that a lot of HR advice on the topic of employee engagement is very vague and unhelpful. You'll sit on a 60-minute webinar where they tell you, get buy-in, choose the right tool, train your managers for a smooth rollout, and then check back in, and you're like, well, yeah, duh, thank you. How do I do that? What does it look like? What are some things I could say to people to get their buy-in? How do I know if it's working? What do I do if it's not working? The other type of unhelpful HR content that's out there is some Cinderella story of a chief human resources officer at a huge, big logo company where they have a 50-person HR team, and they're like, just be more like us, where we are perfectly staffed and everyone is perfectly skilled to exactly what the organization needs because I'm incredible. And you're like, okay, I love that for you, but what about me? I'm in the trenches. I don't have a budget. I don't have headcount. I don't have bandwidth. I have no time. I'm being ripped to shreds playing HR whack-a-mole because you also own so many other parts of the business, right? HR is its own special kind of little suffering that we choose, isn't it? Because not only have you signed up to solve everyone's existential crisis at work, which you are perfectly capable of doing, you at any given moment are interrupted by all the other things you own, like payroll, compliance, benefits, policies, hiring, firing, employee growth, conflict management, someone's buying a house, someone got divorced, someone's having a baby. Sometimes someone slacks you and they're saying all three of those things and you're like, what? You chose this career probably because you love to solve problems and you have the gift of empathy. You have this sixth sense of like, I don't think the employees are okay, or I don't think everyone's receiving that change very well. But often you fall on deaf ears to your revenue-obsessed leaders, and you're sort of tricked into thinking that you're wrong or bad for sensing those things, and you're not. It's your superpower. A lot of HR people that I talk to who are questioning their sanity lately are like, is this even right for me anymore? I'm like full of self-doubt. This just it's too hard. And I'm like, yes, we need you. These companies need you. These people need you. And you, my friend, sound like a future head of people or even possibly a CEO. You're just an incubation. We need to help you find your confidence because your empathy is a gift, but you've kind of been treated as if it's a weakness. And we are going to fix that like ASAP, like right away. So if at any point in your career you felt a little crazy, first of all, I believe you. Second of all, HR deserves better. How could you be good at something if no one's even taught you how to do it? That's where this show comes in. I have helped so many companies over the years turn around their runaway train culture that they thought was a lost cause. My methods and strategies work because I teach you how to zoom out and look at the whole picture. I'll teach you how to think through the lens of employees, people managers, and your executives, because they're all expecting different things from you and they have different needs. And that's why what you've been doing hasn't been working. This is a completely listener-driven show. Reach out to me on LinkedIn. No question is stupid. This is your HR safe space, okay? I'm creating this for you because I don't know how many people have said, this may be a stupid question, or I'm not very good at sending surveys, or how do I get my executive to stop being so mean to me? You're not alone. Let's bring together the collective HR intelligence, and I will walk all of you through how to drive engagement for real this time. Tune in for your weekly tip, template, framework, or new way of thinking that's going to help you drive engagement for real this time. Let's unlock this big, beautiful HR career that's ahead of you, okay? We're going to untangle all of it. It starts here, it starts now, it starts today. Everyone wins when you listen to this show. You are not crazy. There is nothing wrong with you. You are perfectly capable. Let's go.